creativity is definitely a major part of our work on the Birds of Paradise project. There's an element of creativity all the way through. Of course, for Tim, part of the endeavor is to not just scientifically document and take, you know, pure natural history type photographs, but also photographs that are beautiful and aesthetically pleasing and speak to people on multiple levels. Tim's creativity in that realm as a photographer was a really important part of the success and the appeal of the project, and that's true for me as well. I've always found, you know, one of the most interesting things about Birds of Paradise is the way that all of us, myself included, can appreciate them from a purely aesthetic point of view. And Tim was able to capture that and document that part in very creative ways. Other ways that creativity played a role in my work with Tim on the Birds of Paradise project really revolved around finding new and different or innovative ways seeing these birds. Just seeing a bird of paradise somewhere in the rainforest of New Guinea isn't that hard to do, but trying to see them in a clear way or in a way that reveals something about them in a new and different way is often very challenging. And we did this some with putting remote cameras in places where it wasn't possible to get ourselves and our equipment. But we also did that by putting ourselves in places that were not the easiest places to be in order to be creative in the way that we were seeing the behaviors and watching the interactions between the males and females. So every expedition, you know, we're looking for our target species and we're thinking about where's the best place to build a blind, where are these males going to be displaying, where are the females looking at them. And this, in the end, ends up being an exercise in finding ways to make the whole setup work, often involving some creative solutions to be able to get the kind of photographs and video and sound recordings that we brought home in the end.